Of course, we've been watching Dallas-based Cyrus One for a good long while. Stock's been a good performer, already up about 14% this year. And, you know, they're a REIT. They're a real estate investment trust, but they're also a high-tech company because of what they own are data centers everywhere, including now a whole bunch more in Europe. Gary Witozik is the CEO of Cyrus One, joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you. This just took forever, but I remember the announcement. And it was last year that you guys announced you were buying all these data centers in Germany and the UK, and it was a big deal. And I noticed you just closed the other day. What took so long?
We did. We announced right before Christmas, and it took up until Friday to actually close it. So we were we received approval from the UK authorities right away, but the German regulators took a really long time. You know, they have the new privacy data privacy rules in place, so like a lot of things, laws get passed, and then, you know, then the bureaucracies try to figure out how to implement them. So
did you get caught? Do you feel like you got caught up at all in this trade war, this tariff kerfuffle that's been going on?
I think it was a confluence of some of the trade issues as well as, you know, just data privacy issues. The Facebook problems from a month or two ago definitely didn't help. So we got caught up in all that, I think.
But you really have extended your reach. Well, I mean, you were already in Asia, and you were already in Europe. But these were two gigantic data centers you bought.
Actually, four facilities that we bought: two in London and two in Frankfurt, for $440 million plus CapEx on it. So, pretty substantial investment. But the bigger opportunity, though, is we have been acquiring several different properties in both of those cities, as well as in Amsterdam and Dublin, to really enhance our platform there. So we expect that by the end of next year, we're going to be, potentially the largest data center provider in terms of megawatts of capacity in Europe.
But the demand for data centers, it almost seems insatiable. But is this one of those markets that could be, like multifamily or hotels could be overbuilt?
It's hard to see, how it slows down, right? I mean, this last quarter, every single big FANG type company put up just really impressive numbers. But the one that just kind of stands out and kind of quantified is Amazon's cloud business, which is a, fairly new business, maybe 7-8 years old, is a $25 billion run rate business that grew 49% last quarter, and that's the third sequential quarterly increase. So it's really hard to come up with a short case in terms of how this industry is going to slow down, and that's why we're really bullish on it and want to just kind of take the party on the road and expand pretty significantly internationally over the next 5 years.
Well, and you're still expanding here. Remember, don't you have one under construction in Collin County?
Yeah, we've got a huge facility, underway in Allen Township, 100 acres, and eventually we'll probably have $500-600 million invested in that campus. But we're building roughly, probably a dozen different projects all over the U.S., and we'll spend roughly about $1 billion or so in capital this year.
I look at the major expenses you must incur, and I think of your facilities. I looked up, you have one in Chandler, Arizona. You, of course, got one in here in Louisville, a couple down in Houston. So what are your air conditioning bills like when it's 103 degrees outside?
They are really high. That is by far and away our largest expense. We probably spend, over $100 million a year, paying our electric bills. So it's the big expense we incur.
So how are things going with Wall Street? I mean, it looks like they've been kind to your stock this year. You pay a decent dividend. Have the analysts figured out completely which notch to put you in?
Well, it's always a struggle, right? They see us as a REIT, but the growth really just kind of confuses them. But I think as they focused on, this industry and us in particular, they become more and more comfortable. I mean, so far this year, we're up 15%. So as REITs go, that's probably one of the best performing REITs this year. And since our IPO, we're up 270%. So we're the best performing real estate company in the country since our IPO.
Well, you should have fun visiting your new centers. I notice we've got multiple nonstop services into London and Frankfurt every day out of DFW.
Yeah, I will be there later this week.
And I hope it's cooler there. Gary Witosik, the CEO of Cyrus One. It's always good to be with you. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you, Dave. Good talking again.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.